first thing I'd like you to do is I want you to think of your question that you want to have answered. And I want you to be very specific. I'm going to mute everybody here. Feel free to unmute if you need to. But I want you to just, you don't have to share your question right now. I'd like you to think of the question you'd like to have answered. And maybe you don't. Maybe you saw the email and you didn't have one. And I'd like you to think of it right now. Even something as mundane as, where did I put my keys? Or where did I put my wedding ring? I know somebody who I helped in the last year find a wedding ring that they had lost because they couldn't remember where they put it. Their conscious mind couldn't remember. Their unconscious mind knew exactly where it was. So, and again, what's the question that you want to uncover? What is the answer? And my second thing is be very clear about that. The second thing I want you to know is I want you to ask yourself, why is this question important to me? Now, as you know, as I've said before, you want to be very careful with why questions. And so this, when I ask you a why question, it is very important. Why is this important to me? What are you going to do with the answer when you find it? What is the thing that you need here? And just most importantly, I'd like you to just be very open-minded about what we're doing here. And know that the metaphors that your unconscious mind produces, if any, are all important, even the smallest details. Okay? All right. So let's just, we'll just do a couple of breathing exercises to get nice and comfortable right now. We'll just take a nice, slow, deep breath through our nose. And we'll hold it to the count of four. I'm actually going to do some counting with this one. I'm going to add a little counting. It's just a different thing. And then I actually learned a new induction this week, so we'll use that induction. All right, so just, I'd like you just to, before we begin, just to look at the screen, or if you're listening to the recording, just imagine that you're looking at a Zoom screen and just find somebody to connect to on the screen. If you're in gallery view, and if not, you can just connect to me, because I'm clearly probably on your screen. Just look at that person. Just imagine being in the room with them. Make it very real. That's right. The moment we're gonna breathe in together. Breathe in with our eyes open through our nose. Always breathe in through your nose. Breathe out with our eyes closed, just like we always do. Get ready. One, two, three. Hold. Close your eyes. Breathe out. Breathe in with your eyes open. Closed. I'm going to add some numbers here. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe in. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Hold. 2, 3, 4. Breathe out through your mouth. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Hold. Breathe in. Hold. Breathe out. That's right. Just breathe normally with your eyes closed. Just let yourself go. Imagine that warm, wonderful water from a waterfall in the tropics. Imagine you're underneath a beautiful waterfall in the tropics. And the water is so warm and it pours right on your head and goes down the sides of your neck and your shoulders. And down your whole body to your legs, your feet. And everywhere the warm water touches, it feels like it's even thicker than normal water. It just everything relaxes. Everything is soothed. Take warm bath water and pour it on you gently. Everywhere it touches, it just feels so good. And the longer you stand by that wonderful, warm, tropical waterfall, the deeper you go, the better you feel. That's right. Just come back to the room that you're in. I want you to just concentrate on the fact for a moment that everything is made up of little tiny particles. That even the most solid surface, table you're sitting at, the chair you're sitting on, the bed you're laying on. Everything is made up of little tiny particles that are bouncing around. Just imagine focusing in on that table or that chair or that bed or that wall that surrounds you. You zoom in and in and in. The closer you get, the more you zoom in, the more you see that atoms beginning to form that are bouncing around, and the electrons, the nucleus, just enter into the center of that atom. All that wonderful energy just spinning around you. You see from that perspective how everything is connected together. Feel that connection. Feel that wonderful connection to everything, to everyone. The tiniest particle to the largest sun. Everything really is connected, and you can even see the waves that form the atoms, the pieces of the atoms. It's a beautiful harmony. Maybe you could hear it in a beautiful symphony of sound. Just feel connected, more so than any time you've ever felt before. That's right. Just know that you are made of the same stuff. And as you expand back out of that atom and come back into the room that you're in, just imagine yourself floating out of your chair, far away to a faraway place. Settling down by a nice, shallow river that flows. Maybe it's that same river where the waterfall was. The water's warm in your feet. You just are standing there, touching ground. You see a leaf falling off the tree, and you become the leaf and see yourself from the leaf's perspective as you fall down deeper. And rest on the waters, begin to flow away, seeing yourself get smaller and smaller. As you get smaller, you get deeper, more relaxed. As you just take a break from yourself for a little bit. Just breathe. Feel yourself being swept away in the waters. And knowing exactly where you're going to go. And trusting that you will always go to the right place. Back to the creek where you're standing, watching that leaf float away. Picking your shoes up and sitting on a nearby log, putting your shoes back on, walking up the slight hill along the road. It's a two-lane road, and there's farmland on either side of you, and every so often the occasional house. It's not quite a developed neighborhood, it's mostly still farms. And you see the land has been tilled, and there's just a little bit of green coming up from the ground, like the plants are just coming up above the ground, finding the sun. And as you walk about a half a mile, on your left is a very grand house. Maybe it reminds you of when you've been to, or maybe you're just making up whatever your unconscious mind offers you. And it's a very big house, in fact. It must have 30 or 40 rooms, a mansion of sorts, and a brand new one at that. And you just walk down the lane. There's a lane that goes about a quarter of a mile from the road to this beautiful house, this modern, recently built house, only in the last 50 years or so. As you walk down the lane, you notice that it's gravel and it makes that very satisfying crunching sound as you walk the field on either side of you. And in the distance, there's a forest. There's leaves in the trees. They've just come in from spring, and the snow is all melted. And you bring one thing with you right now, and that is your question. Whatever it is that you want to find, the answer is in this house. As you walk to the front door, you notice that it's locked. You instinctively put your hand in your pocket and pull out a large golden key, the kind you might see in a movie. And you realize that you always have the key. You say that again, and I want you to hear it. You always have the key. You have always had the key. You will always have the key. Whenever you have a question, the first thing is you have to remember that you always have the key. You put that key in the door. The door opens up because this is your house. This is your representation. And as you walk in to the house, you notice that there is just a grand place in front of you. And there are three floors that you can access right now. And I'll let you choose which one you want to go to. As you shut the door behind you, you can choose to go downstairs. And there are about 20 stairs to the basement, to the downstairs. There's all sorts of things down there you can discover. You can stay on this floor, and there's all sorts of things here, different rooms, bedrooms, living rooms, bathrooms. Or you can go up the stairs, about 10 stairs, 20 stairs. There's all sorts of rooms there, and there's even an attic. If you want to go up there, you can see the entrance to the attic that you can pull down at the top of the stairs if you want. Standing there looking at all the beautiful, ornate things that are here, you can see that the house is absolutely full of stuff. It's well lived in. Now I'd like you to choose where you go. Will you go down the stairs? Will you stay on this floor? Or will you go up the stairs? Whatever you choose, I'd like you to do that now and just walk forward. And make your choice as to which floor you're going to stay on. And go there now. wherever you are, whether you have chosen the basement, first floor, or the top floor, or the attic itself, I'd like you to begin to look for the answer. And you'll notice that wherever you've gone, that there is a hallway. There are several hallways leading to different rooms and different doors. And you can walk up to any room, and before you do, notice that there is a peephole in every single door that you can look in, and make sure that you feel that the room is safe enough to walk into. Go down any of the hallways, go into any of the rooms that you find, come to any door that you come to which you want to start looking for the answer. When you get to the first door, wherever you are, simply place the key into the door, turn it with a click, and open the door and walk in. What kind of room are you in? If there's nothing that's coming to mind yet, just choose one. Just allow the image to come to your mind. Are you in a bathroom? Are you in a kitchen? Are you in a storage room? Are you in a living room? Are you in a bedroom? What kind of room are you in? Maybe the garage. Maybe you found a hidden door. Allow the image to come into focus. It's something you might see there. It's something you might see in a bedroom or a bathroom or a garage or a storage room or a living room, a kitchen. Do is start somewhere, and you'll start to build the entire room. It's very likely that the answer is being stored away somewhere in this room. It's the reason you came here. Something drew you here. I want you to look around and see if there are any containers, any chests, any drawers, any cabinets. Are there boxes? What, if anything, is drawing your attention? If you were standing in this room for real, where would your attention immediately go? And you should listen to that. Is it another door inside? Whatever closed thing is calling you to it, whether it's a cabinet or a box or a chest or drawers or a mirror, cabinet, or something else that your imagination's giving you right now, I want you to walk over to it. I want you to open it, and if it's locked, I want you to put the key into the keyhole and open it up. Because this key that you have, and you always have this key, will open anything and everything. I want you to open that door, pull open that drawer, open that box, open that chest, open that mirror. Maybe you found another door, maybe you found a door in the floor or in the ceiling. Open that. Let your unconscious mind find something there for you. Let your unconscious mind present something there, some kind of object, some kind of painting. Maybe it's an animal. Maybe it's a person or a picture of a person. Maybe it's an old family heirloom. Maybe it's something you didn't realize that you even had. Maybe it's something absolutely outlandish. something you didn't expect, something that shouldn't be there, or something that should. Just take a moment. If the image isn't coming right away, just allow it to come. I'm going to give you just a few minutes of silence and just allow you to continue to open boxes, chests. Perhaps what you're looking for isn't in the place that you open, and you know that it is in there. And if you can't find it in that room, I'd like you to go to another room or even another floor. I want you to explore the house right now, looking for the answer and knowing that wherever you go, your key will open any drawer, any door, any desk, any mirror, any box, any chest. You can look under beds and over beds. If you find small hatches or passageways, you can go through them if you like. Just take a minute to explore. And just take note of what you see in there. Some things may not seem that important. You may walk right by things and they just don't seem important at all. And other things, you may see them and feel a real draw to them. Just pay attention. That's all you need to do for the next couple of minutes. Perhaps you found something, and maybe it doesn't make complete sense. Still, it's somehow in your deep intuition of what you've been looking for. And maybe you didn't find anything yet. You can always come back here, listen to this recording, go here on your own in your own deep meditations, and continue to search. The answer is here. Whatever you found that is important, I want you to commit to memory, even if you don't understand it. And if you didn't find anything, that's okay too. Maybe that in and of itself is something. And even long after this meditation is over, even long after this hypnosis session is over, your unconscious mind will continue to look for the answer if it didn't find it yet. And you will have that aha moment. And perhaps you found something that helps you to think of the answer because your unconscious mind is making a connection. Perhaps you found something and you know that you're supposed to find it and you don't exactly understand it, that's okay too. Whatever you found is right, and if you didn't find it, that's also right, because no matter what your unconscious mind would be putting together, what all of this means, whether you found something and understand it, or found something and didn't, whether you sought and still haven't found, perhaps you need to dig a little deeper. Your unconscious mind will put the answers together and give it to you, either right now or when you least expect it in the next few days. Because when you unlock the doors to your unconscious mind, which you've done tonight in this session, your unconscious mind is given permission to bring up whatever it needs to for you. In a moment, we're going to leave the house. We're going to go back to the front door. No matter where you are in the house, you're going to come right back to the front door. If you want to bring that object with you or not, that's up to you. You pull the door shut and you lock this front door. You always have the key. You can always unlock that door. You walk back that lane, all the way up to the road. And a car comes to meet you there at the end of the lane. And it's driven by someone you trust. It's driven by someone you love. It's driven by someone who loves you and only has your best intentions in mind. Let that face form and let the car form. You know exactly who that is. You get into the car with them and begin to drive you down the road toward that fast-flowing, shallow creek that you saw at the beginning. You see that leaf sitting in the creek, and you see your car go by and off to the distance, and you know that you can come back here anytime you want and unlock that door anytime you want, because you always have the key, and you have always had the key. And as you see yourself in that car getting farther and farther and farther away, all of these things begin to integrate into this experience. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Excuse me, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. You're going to come back and integrate these experiences. Even if you don't understand everything that you saw, that's perfectly fine. Your unconscious mind will let you know when it needs to, when it knows that you're ready. You will have an answer to your question as I count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Come all the way back. All the way back. That's right. All the way back. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. That's right. Take a nice, slow, deep breath. Back. All the way back. That's right. All the way back. There you go. Okay, anybody? Come on back. Anybody like to... Did anybody have any... I saw a place. Of course, I know where I'm going. As I'm creating the environment, I'm using stuff from... generally from my own past to create that, although I'm letting you fill the blanks in. So I, of course, saw a place. I have a place in mind that I take people to that I grew up in. I don't tell you that beforehand, of course. But I'm curious, what anybody saw, if they're willing to share, what kind of experiences they might have had from the beginning with the atom, shrinking down to an atom size, or perhaps finding themselves in a house, the house reminds you of something, to opening the door, to exploring for the answer. You're welcome just to speak up.